everyone. I'm Laura Kalugar, Senior Editor with Commercial Property Executive, and you're listening to a new episode of our quarterly podcast series with Crew Network's most inspiring female professionals. Attracting and retaining talent is among the most challenging issues that CRE leaders need to address today, particularly as the younger generations that are entering the workforce seem to be much more demanding than previous ones. Wendy Mann, the CEO of Crew Network, is here to tell us whether the members of the Z generation are interested in working in commercial real estate and what they want from their employer. Welcome, Wendy. It's great to have you back.
Thanks, Laura. It's terrific to be here once again.
Many female CRE professionals have been reorienting their priorities after deciding on a different direction for their careers. Also, boomers of retiring age have left the workforce earlier than planned. So one of the first questions that comes to mind is, who is filling all these positions left open by the women who left their jobs during the pandemic? And is the new generation interested in working in commercial real estate?
Well, that is a great question. And I certainly hope that the younger generations are interested, but let's go to the first. I just want to give you a data point. You're absolutely correct. Based on our recent study that we did in 2022, 29% of respondents to our survey said that women in their work location left their company voluntarily in the last 2 years. And that's an increase over our 2021 study when that number, that statistic was 24%. So you're right. You know, we're continuing to see folks leaving the commercial women. Well, our study is focused on women mm-hmm. leaving. Many women who have moved on, Laura, they're seeking other opportunities in the industry that better fit aspirations and lifestyles. You know, that's a big driver now is once we went through the pandemic is this the life that I want? Is this the lifestyle that I want? And this has been dubbed, you may have heard this, the great aspiration. Have you heard that?
Yep, definitely. Yeah. I've read a lot about it.
Yeah. And so since the pandemic started, if you know about that, 1 in 4 or 25% of commercial real estate professionals surveyed have taken a new job at another company because they're seeking new opportunities or greater flexibility and benefits that align with their lifestyle or their aspirations for their lifestyle. More employees, especially women, are considering how work fits into their personal lives and impacts their overall well-being. And on that note, in terms of, are we seeing a next generation interested in working in real estate specifically? The answer is yes. And those are the people that are going to be filling the jobs that we have open. And so we need to understand them, right? This is a great statistic for listeners. According to our scholarship program, which is a great indicator, the number of, we think that there is growing interest in commercial real estate. Our applications in the past few years, the first year following the pandemic in 2021, we saw a 21% increase in qualified scholarship applicants. And then in 2022, we had a 30% increase in student applications. So for us, that's a key indicator that there's a lot of students out there in commercial real estate programs. I think that's pretty interesting to take a look at, especially given all the talent challenges we're seeing in the marketplace.
One thing about the younger generations that we know is that they're pushing more for flexible work schedules than older generation. How flexible is a career in commercial real estate?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. And I would answer it this way is that it depends. Each discipline and specialty in commercial real estate is different. So for example, in brokerage and leasing, you can often create your own schedule. Basically, you're your own boss and entrepreneur that you can work as much as you want and make as much as you want. Because you're frequently out at client sites and meeting with folks. In property management, you might be on call at odd hours for the residents, and you may be working non-traditional times. I recently talked to someone who said they were on the financial side of real estate, and they actually have bots. They're using AI, and through bots, they're doing reconciliation of financial information overnight. And so there's some jobs that we're seeing that will completely change. And or take on non-traditional hours. But I think the answer to your question fundamentally is that there will be more flexible work schedules. And I think that you know, I hate to say this because it will sound very boomer-like of me, but I think if you have a good work ethic and you work hard and you prove yourself, you can make whatever schedule you want. And I think that people, the value in the workforce is going to come down to finding the right employees who have the right work ethic that get things done, and they will have all the flexibility that they want. That's just boomer Wendy talking. Sorry, Laura.
No. You're absolutely right. I couldn't agree more. That's something that should be, I don't know, a characteristic of all generations.
Agree. And it's not something that's taught, you know, it's just either you get it or you don't. And I think that all of the things that you see in commercial real estate, some of the things like finance, titling, insurance, those are basic 9-to-5 jobs, but there's flexibility in that they can be done from wherever you are. That kind of flexibility will always exist. So I do think, you know, if I'm honest, we've come from a very stodgy old history, you know, of how we work and our belief system. But I think we're seeing that change already. It's slow, but it's there.
And how would you describe a CRE company that Gen Z members want to work for?
Well, first, flexibility is a priority. We're talking all about that. You know, there was a recent study by Deloitte in 2022, their global Gen Z and millennial survey. And they said, they found in that study that younger generations are pushing for more flexible work schedules than older generations, with 49% of Gen Z preferring that style of working, that flexible style. And I guess it's, you know, how you define flexible is different for everyone. Is it coming in at 10 and at 10 a.m. and working till 4? Or is it, you know, being able to punch out when you need to, but jump back online in the evening? And, you know, I think it's very broad. Aside from the Deloitte study, in our study in commercial real estate, it seems that Gen Z prefer flexibility. 70% of our survey participants indicated this, which was up 2 percentage points from 2021. And I think that's no surprise, right? It's the time period we're living through right now where, you know, I'm going to give you my personal anecdotal comment here, but I think that, you know, after 2020, everybody was like, oh, you know, went way over to the, oh my God, people are never coming back to the office. We're never going to, the office is going to die. What are we going to do with all this office product? And I see it's coming back slowly. I think there'll be a balance. I think that there'll always be flexibility. I don't think most industries will be able to hire people without some flexibility, but I don't think we'll see huge, you know, an entire company working remotely 100% of the time, because I believe, and this is the boomer in me, I'm not going to lie, but I believe this, and some of my boomer friends disagree, but I believe that culture can't exist if people aren't together. And I think coming together is going to be really how you come together, and the frequency of which you come together as a team determines the success of a team and that culture you have and the ability to achieve the outcomes. So I do believe that's still part of it. But Gen Z, going back to the original question, Gen Z, the second thing that I think is really important as employers to remember is that transparency around pay and DEI are uber important to Gen Z. They want to be paid equal for equal work, and they want to know and understand their company's DEI and ESG priorities. A company has to align to their values, and workplace research indicates that Gen Z wants more than just a paycheck. They want to know that what they're doing matters. And so right. If you think about commercial real estate, one of the big areas that might attract Gen Z could be affordable housing, because they know they're making a difference in communities.
Exactly. And although there are so many challenges in filling positions, this situation can also be seen as an opportunity to hire diverse women and deliberately mm-hmm. build diversity, as you previously yeah. said. What are your thoughts on this? How can companies turn challenges into opportunities?
Listen, this is a great opportunity for companies to really rethink and reframe their hiring practices. And we're already seeing that, honestly. A number of the Crew Network partners who partner with us, they are significantly into the process of changing the way that they hire and who they hire, and where they find people. And some of those ways are, number one, considering applicants from different industries that have crossover skills, mm-hmm. casting a wider net, if you would, to that more diverse talent pool. They're also embracing skills-based hiring that focuses on what employees have done in the past rather than a traditional pathway. They might consider life experiences and how they play into the CRE industry. What insights could someone bring from another setting, perhaps that they might not have gotten through a traditional college path or career path or degree? So that's one. Another, that kind of broad of looking at crossover skills and different life paths. The second one is expanding recruitment efforts. We've seen a lot of this in the industry already, and I think we'll continue to see it, which is employers looking at historically Black colleges and universities, the universities that have a deep, diverse populations doing more proactive work in those university settings. Also looking at associations like Crew Network, which we have 12,500 women globally, REES, the Real Estate Executive Council, or ARIA, the Asian Real Estate Association of America. And I know there's also a Hispanic Association of Real Estate Executives out there. So we have diversity in this industry, and it's just slow building over the years. And I think we're going to see that explode in the coming years with more talent coming out of universities. This Gen Z is the most diverse generation we've ever had in the United States, which I think is what a celebration. We called ourselves a melting pot back when we were founded, but clearly this generation is really going to show that what a melting pot looks like. They're also digital natives, and they love that constant connectivity. So I think as companies are thinking about this challenge that they have, they also need to be thinking about where they find employees, how they onboard employees, and how they keep them connected within the company while giving them work that matters.
Right. And another challenge for employers in today's talent war is that it intensifies the need to focus on talent retention strategies, right? Mm-hmm. What do you recommend? What works best when it comes to retaining top talent? What would you do to retain, a talented and promising young employee that works close to you?
Well, Gen Z is known as a resilient generation. They're very optimistic. And I can't really make any presumptions on how any of our generations are impacted. I can stress the importance of retaining young, talented women. Look, we're facing the next 12 to 18 months, we're facing another challenging time in our economy. And exactly. That is definitely going to deeply affect commercial real estate, as if we haven't already faced that with the office product. But it's going to come across all industries. And I think that there are some things we can do. And based on what we know from our studying of young women and other underrepresented groups, there are some top things that I think you can focus on. One is pay equity, continues to be a hot button for employees. Inclusion policies must grow beyond ratios and into meaningful measurements. Work-life balance will be a major factor. Well-being at work, mental health and well-being, we've seen that rise and continue. I think that's going to be really important to this Gen Z generation. Absolutely. And then, educational and professional development opportunities is going to be key for retaining employees, not only to grow their skills and their leadership, but the engagement, that's never been more important. And I'll tell you, Crew Network, we've never been stronger than we are in this moment in terms of what we're delivering and what we're gaining here with women in this industry in terms of leadership skills development. And we think that that is such a priority for companies to invest in their employees to get them that training and development. People want to know that the work they do matters and that they matter to their company. And you show that they matter by investing in them. So I think those are some ways. And I love thinking about this next generation and how different it will be for all of us.
The next generation is expecting bigger paychecks, as you previously said. They're expecting more time off, more flexibility. We talked about this at the beginning of our conversation. And they're even more interested in their environmental impact. And they have a greater environmental responsibility. From your experience, does this generation really want it all from their workplace and CRE capable to offer them all they want?
Well, you know what, Laura, that's a brilliant question. It's that work to live, live to work thing. And I think that Gen Z is not going to be the live to work generation, but I think they are going to be the work to live generation. And that is all encompassing for them in the job. Their boundaries because they are digital natives and everything is constantly connected, work mm-hmm. and personal life and work personal life and work style will all be connected for them. So I think they have very high expectations for the employer. And I think employers are going to be surprised by that. And, you know, I said this a little earlier, commercial real estate is steeped in historical practice and requirements. And I'll just say, you know, a lot of older white men established the commercial real estate industry, but we are right. seeing, you know, and practice has been slow to change. Some aspects have been quicker than others. I still think we are in a evolution in commercial real estate in terms of changes that need to be had. But I think this next generation is going to put a lot of pressure on employers to push forward. If you want me and you want me to stay, it's going to have to matter, both that blending of my work and my life. They're both going to come to an employer as one integrated experience for me. And so things like the environmental footprint a company has, the climate views that a company has, and commitments they've made, that is all going to be a high priority, as well as the S in ESG, which is, how diverse is your company? How are you making it more diverse? How are you creating culture and maintaining culture? I have to say, and I will again put on my boomer hat, and this is just generally speaking, that what you get out of work is what you put into it too. And so Gen Zers are going to have to be willing to make an investment in bringing their ideas and their commitment to the company and helping it grow from within as well. And I think that can be a great thing for a company. I think that's really, for me, is seeing that kind of connectivity or integration, maybe integration is a better word, integration of old thinking with new thinking. And yes, maybe it'll clash, but think about what might come out of that, of these younger folks demanding some of these things and the older generation that exists in the workplace saying, you know what? Yeah, let's do that. Let's look at that. Let's think about that. That will be a win-win for everyone.
It'll be interesting to see how companies begin to cater to the needs of both older and younger generations, because they really have different needs. And when they need to interact in the office and when they need to work together in the office, they have different views on things. So it'll be really difficult for leaders to make such teams work.
Yes. You know, what it's going to be all about is mutual respect and honoring perspectives. You know, and I don't know, is that really different from what we've had over the years? I remember when I came into the workforce and I worked with a lot of older men, and I think they thought I was a funny young woman. You know, I asked a lot of questions and I wanted to know a lot of things. I wanted to not just know what, but why. Why are we doing that? Why does it work that way? And so I think we've always had that, but I do think that employers will have to balance. And I think coming up with some cultural values around giving people grace, giving people respect, and honoring diverse perspectives and diverse life experiences, it's going to be really crucial to success within companies, and honoring people's talents and letting them shine through their talents.
Right. Recognition. This might be the secret. The secret.
Yes, it could be the secret. No kidding.
You previously mentioned that the youngest generations of employees have already had to overcome multiple roadblocks throughout their careers, with the pandemic being the latest one. With a likely recession on the horizon, how do you expect Gen Z working in CRE to react or to be impacted? How are they, their mental health? Everyone's talking about this nowadays. Yeah. How mm-hmm. are they going to be impacted?
Well, listen, I mean, mental health and employee well-being came really roaring to the forefront during the pandemic. And I think that will stay that way, because we see how, I think, employers are much more clear in understanding of the impact that that it has. I think what's going to happen for, you know, the millennials came into the workforce at a different time in our economic, you know, they came
cycle.
Under that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think coming in, and into the workforce in a recession cycle, I think that it may be a bit of a wake-up call for some of the Gen Zers, in that while there's going to be a need for employees, it's going to be a much more competitive market. Because, I mean, if we anticipate a recession, I can see, you know, layoffs on the horizon. They might have a greater challenge getting jobs And also getting the pay that they expect, but you know, the pay scale they expect may be shrinking a little because we'll be in a recession. Although I could be wrong on that, you know, inflation's so high and the cost of living, you know, I could be wrong on the data point with the hiring. I do think that the market over the next 6 months, you know, it's been an employees market now for about 24 months. I think we'll see that switch a little over when we go into this recessionary period. But I don't think fundamentally the impact on the younger generation will be any different. I think that they're coming into a world that is highly connected. And for a digital native, that will be a priority. And I think that companies are in such a committed place on ESG that will be something that is positive for them. I think the real challenge will be, are there going to be jobs available? And if there aren't jobs available in commercial real estate, will they throw up their hands and go to other industries? And then we lose that generation in our industry. That would be very sad indeed.
I agree. Thank you, Wendy. I hope you enjoyed our chat as much as I did.
I did, but now I feel bad because we're ending on a sad note. So I just want to say for all you Gen Zers out there, come to commercial real estate. It really is a great career.
Thank you everyone for listening. And don't forget to follow CP's podcasts on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.